Number one, I'm basically a toddler. The secret to understanding dog behavior is that the average dog has a mind that's equivalent to that of a human 2 to 2.5 year old. Stanley Coren, PhD, a professor emeritus in the psychology department at the University of British Columbia, told Psychology Today, on average, dogs comprehend about 165 words, so they can follow a bit more than just walk and treat. They're also most likely to learn words associated with objects or activities, as opposed to words associated with emotions, such as good doggy. Two, there are a few top dogs. Super dogs, those in the top 20% of the intelligence spectrum, are a little closer to human 3-year-olds, and they can understand more than 250 words. Every now and then, you get a Mozart or a Dickens of dogs who can understand 1,000 words. Coren says, psychologist John Pilney's border collie, Chaser, showed knowledge of the names of 1,022 objects, according to a study Pilney published in Behavioral Processes in 2011. But John worked with her 4 hours a day, like Mozart's dad, says Coren. Three, I need to get out in the world. Young dogs that don't meet people or other dogs tend to grow up fearful and aggressive. Before they are 6 months old, puppies should meet 150 people and visit 50 different places. It doesn't have to be Zanzibar, Coren says. It can be rooms that are very different, machine shops, parking lots, whatever. Four, I'll tell you when I'm lonely. Alert pet owners know that the pitch, duration, and frequency of their dog's bark differ depending on the circumstances, and researchers are learning what some of that nuance among vocalizations means. For example, dogs bark differently when they're encountering a stranger than when they're hungry or want company. 2 to 4 high-pitched barks mean a dog senses a threat and is alerting the pack to potential danger, Coren says. But a long string of single barks with pauses in between, that probably means your dog is lonely. Five, I also use my own sign language. Dogs do talk to you through barks and whines, but don't ignore their more physical communication, such as when Spot paws at the bottom of the sofa to indicate that his ball is hidden underneath. Dogs are excellent at adapting their body language to provide us clues about how they feel and what they want, says Monique A.R. Undell, Ph.D., an assistant professor in the Department of Animal and Rangeline Sciences at Oregon State University. Six, you might be transferring your stress to me. Tension flows down the leash, Coren says. If you're tense and upset, your dog will start to act tense and upset too. He recounts the story of a woman who didn't understand why her dog had started acting aggressive. When Coren found out she was troubled over a recent breakup with a boyfriend, he suggested that she focus on getting lots of exercise and socialization with her dog to help dissipate any tension she might be passing along to her pet.